Good afternoon, Outliers. How y'all doing today? Happy Tuesday. Happy March 26th, year of our Lord, 2024. All right, we got a lot to cover today. I'm going to jump right into it. I'm actually going to jump into a member highlight. All right, so first off, I would like to specifically talk to Stock Gambit in the Discord. It seemed that Stock Gambit, wasn't super happy with the approach that I took yesterday about sharing that with him on the live stream. And I can appreciate that. So I will do my best in the future to ask for permission before sharing things like that. But my objective with the Discord and with this is to talk directly to you, right? Get yourself basically a pro trader in your corner. And there are times where, you know what, sometimes the advice I have to say may not be super kind, right? Because sometimes we mess up and sometimes, I mean, I'll never forget the day when Mark Minervini sat me down and looked me in the face and said, Chris, this is why your trades suck. Or Steve Burns when he said, yeah, I used to trade like that too, but then I realized I wanted to make money, right? And it was through those conversations that I grew as a trader and as a person. And so I'm always here for you. My objective is to deliver you the best experience possible. And so for that, I'd like to apologize if I offended Stock Gambit. But there's going to be lots of conversations in the Discord that I feel are worth talking about. And rather than typing, I'd rather talk to you about it. So like I say, I'll do my best to mention it in the live stream or mention in the Discord, hey, I'd like to share this on the live stream, just like I'm going to do right this very moment. So Sebastian was talking about STLD dividends on Wednesday. Is that priced in or will the stock drop on Thursday by the dividend? Let's talk about dividend theory. So whenever you have a stock, so STLD is trading at 145.50 at this very moment. Let's say you've got a stock that's trading at 145.50 at this very moment. Okay. Whenever there's a dividend, the entirety of the history gets adjusted down by the amount of the dividend, right? So if it's a 50 cent dividend, the entire history of the stock will be adjusted down by that dividend. And that's basically the price is now 50 cents less, right? So it's going to reflect 50 cents less as of right now. So it'd be 145.0. Now, when that happens, it should be baked into your option prices already, so it doesn't ever really concern me. Unless you're selling options. Now, I have been on the other end of this where I was selling calls. And if you're selling calls and the stock goes ex-dividend, oh, let me back that up. Ex-dividend is the date on record where it says, hey, you were the owner of that stock on that date. So tomorrow's ex-dividend date would be March 27th. And it says, if you are recorded as a shareholder on that date, then you are entitled to a stock on the dividend payout date, which will be sometime in the future. And then on that date, the dividend will be paid out. The stock doesn't, the price won't change a second time, but it will tomorrow. Now, whenever you sell calls, you are at risk of being assigned. When you're buying calls, which is what we did in STLD, you do not have assignment risk because you are the owner of that contract. You can choose to exercise that contract, take the shares, and take the dividend if you choose to do so. Goran, I think it was Goran, in the Discord, it was Goran, had shared a screenshot from his broker platform and saying, you know, what does this even mean? And basically, the screenshot said, it is not advantageous to you to exercise your contracts into shares because even though you own the contracts, you don't own the shares, right? You have a derivative based on the share price. So you don't own the shares until you exercise the option. So you're not at risk of being assigned, like being an owner of the option. That should never happen. It would only be if you exercised that as the owner of the option. Hey, Victor, good to see you. So that shouldn't be an issue. And like I say, the price should adjust down by the amount of the dividend. Now, how much is the dividend? So CNBC, pretty helpful, actually in this case, right? You can go to CNBC's website, type in STLD, and you can go to dividend. So this is the dividend over the course of a year, $1.84. That is 1.26% of the stock price. Now, you could do the math and you could say $1.45 or $145.50 times 0.0126. That's this value here, the dividend yield, would get you $1.83. Okay. Looks familiar. And then you divide that by four because these are quarterly dividends. So 45 cents, 46 cents or so would be the dividend. And in fact, the last dividend that was paid out was 46 cents. So there you go. That's an easy way to calculate it. Just look for that dividend yield. Historically, something that I had experienced myself in the options chain was you could go and make a box spread. So I'll show you what a box spread looks like. So let's say you sold at the money calls and at the money puts, right? And then you bought. No, that's not right. It was, let's say, 45, 40, 40, 45. There you go. That's a box spread. And historically speaking, you should have been able to get that dividend amount. So you would take the difference of that. So $5 minus the credit you would take in, 7 cents. And then, historically speaking, you should be able to go to the extrinsic value, scroll all the way up, and you'll see it flatlines at a certain point at 7 cents. So that tells me two things. A, there's a possibility it's not going to be 46 cents. Because when my box spread comes in at 7 cents, and the extrinsic value deep in the money puts, they have to account for the dividend in there, is at 7 cents. That tells me there's a possibility that it could actually be 7 cents instead of what did we calculate? 46 cents. So either way, it's not going to be that big a deal, right? But like I say, the price will adjust down tomorrow, but it should already be reflective in the option price. So it shouldn't really make too big of a difference overall. Jean-Louis, good to see you. Watch Channel DE. How you doing? Sebastian. Hey, Sebastian. Okay. So that should answer the member highlight for Sebastian that he had on here. And again, like I say, I will do my best to just make sure that you guys are comfortable with me sharing what you're talking about on the Discord in the live stream, because I don't want to offend anybody. But then again, if I'm not offending anybody, then I may not be doing my job right. Because like I say, I needed to be slapped in the face a couple times before I actually made some changes to my trading. And I don't want to slap you in the face, but I do want to give you some constructive criticism every once in a while. Leo, good to see you. All right. So with that out of the way, let's jump into our market analysis. Welcome to the Outlier Trading Room. This is how to trade only 10 minutes a day and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. Now, full disclosure, I am a partner with Outlier, and this is my style of trading using Outlier. And Outlier delivers you new opportunities every single day. So the way that I trade, it always starts with the market. I want to see the 10 over the 20, price over the 50 on the SPY. So if this trend is bullish, then I am bullish. Let's go here to the SPY. And we can see here, even though we've been drifting sideways basically for the last couple weeks or so, 10 is over the 20, price is over the 50. I don't know if this is ever coming to come back down, so I will never short when the price is going up like this, right? I'll be looking for opportunities to go long. And so we'll go to the next step, which is looking at our planned exit points on our existing trades. Now, I have two trades on right now. We'll start with STLD first, and then we'll go to Venom. STLD, we just talked about a little bit ago. Do expect tomorrow the price to be adjusted down. It could be anywhere from 7 to 46 cents is what we've discovered, right? Somewhere in there. It's not going to be, fingers crossed, it's not going to be $5, right? They can announce special dividends like that. And sometimes special dividends actually cause the price to shoot up. So unlikely to happen. But, course of business, just to be prepared for that. So let's take a look. Is it breaking the 10 EMA, the half ATR, or below yesterday's low? 10 EMA is down here. Half ATR would be somewhere around here. Yesterday's low was at 144.06. It's not breaking any of those points, so I don't have a reason to sell as a stop out point. Now, I'm going to go to my outlier here, go to STLD. and I'm going to look at the behavioral heat map, because I have, if there was an order block in a way, or heat map shading. So let's take a look at that. So zoom in here, and we can see the current, if you look at this line up at the top, the current behavioral heat map shading is G22. Now, it was already past G20, so I'm looking for 5 points higher for my entry, which I marked on here is at G26. So I do not have a reason to exit STLD, right? When I say you can trade in 10 minutes, I can do this within a moment. So could you. But of course, when I talk it through, it takes a couple minutes longer. So I don't have a reason to exit STLD. So I'm going to continue to hold STLD. Next, let's go to Venom. So this is Viper Energy Inc. And as you can see on the chart right here, it is absolutely below yesterday's low. And that is one of my exit points, right? Close below yesterday's low. Now, I do want to point out a couple things, right? If I look at the 5-minute chart here, you can see it's starting to trend higher. If I look at the 1-minute chart, I was looking at this just a few minutes ago. I thought that was really interesting. All the volume has happened here in the last 10 minutes or so. I found that to be really interesting. I don't know if that's going to make a difference, but it's legitimately, if you look at the volume chart, like no volume all day. And then the last 10 minutes or so, we've had all the volume. So I'm going to hang out on this for a hot minute, right? Now, if this is not above yesterday's low, 37.69, by the time I log off, I'm going to close the trade. But we are currently 21 cents off of that. And if all the volume is coming right now, I'm going to give it a chance to work. But if it doesn't, that's okay, because I'm still following my plan, right? I'm still going to follow my plan. I'm just going to give a couple minutes to work. So let's go on to the next step. We'll come back to Venom later. Grab today's trading data. So let's go into Outlier, go to the watch list, pop open the bull list. And on here, I'm going to filter the overlay for green uptrends only. Now I'm going to take that and I'm going to drop it into an Excel just so I can get it into a list. So I'm going to highlight everything that's March 26th. That's today. Copy, paste into Excel. Now, I've already done this today, so I have a general idea of what's going to happen, but I'm going to do this with you. So I'm going to paste it in my outlier long list in TrendSpider. You can use any platform. You don't have to have TrendSpider, but if you want it, here's a discount code. Now, I've got my list right here, and I can hit this button here, and it's going to go through each one of these, and it's going to look for no order blocks in the way, no earnings in the next 3 days, and the price is in the direction of the trend. And so we've got these right here. Now, like I said, I looked at this earlier. AEO has an order block here that I am not interested in trading around. That is about a dollar, not quite a dollar. I don't do head math. Let's see. About 72 cents. So my filter inside of this is 3%, or I'm sorry, 2% away. It's at 2.9% away. That's why it's popped up here. So I'm not interested in trading AEO. So I marked it red. All the other ones should be fine. So what we're going to do is we're going to take this list. We're going to go into the Variance Explorer, which is a really cool thing that we can do. And we're going to backtest all these simultaneously. So this backtest is super simple. It's just, how does it fare above the 10-day EMA and under the 10-day EMA as exit points? And so I'm going to type this list in here with the exclusion of AEO. So that's AMP, CAT, CSL, DHI. In a moment, I want to talk about DHI. One of the YouTube channels I like to follow with macroeconomic stuff talked about DHI on a video. Maybe it came out earlier this week. I was listening to it yesterday. D.R. Horton is DHI, and D.R. Horton is a home builder. And many of D.R. Horton's homes, they finance, which I didn't know that. However, a lot of their homes that they're financing are experiencing trouble already. They shared one story about a home that was sold in a neighborhood, a brand new home, sold, and then within 6 months they had defaulted on a mortgage. That's scary, but that's also the marketplace we're seeing out there. Look at this. They're all positive expectancy. Hey, Nathan, good to see you. They're all positive expectancy today, so let's get busy. I want to start with the highest and work our way down. As you can see, TrendSpider's sorting feature doesn't necessarily go in the right order. So we'll start with MTH, and then we'll go back up to AMP. So what we're going to do is we're going to go here and check out the options chain while simultaneously, because Outlier takes a moment to load, letting that go. So I'm going to come in here to MTH April. Let's discuss real quick what I'm looking for. So I want to see positive backtest on TrendSpider, which we have. Outlier Signals backtest is working while we're working. All right, I can pop this open, say performance summary, 119%. That's pretty cool. I always love getting surprised by those. But I'm going to start with the highest backtest markdown. I want to see on my option chain, 21 days to expiration at least, 250 plus open interest, less than 50 cent bid ask spread, 20% or less extrinsic value, and that gets us roughly around 80 delta nearly every time. So if we look at the open interest in MTH, we don't have anywhere close to 250. So I'm going to move on, right? I'm not going to sit here and wait, because if I can't get in, I definitely can't get out. Let's go to AMP. April 19th. Same thing, not even one breaking over 100 on the in the money calls. So I'm not going to look at that. DHI, like we mentioned a minute ago. Okay, we do have some liquidity here. This one looks okay. Let's check the extrinsic value, 381 on 880. Ooh, 43%. I can't swing that. And then this one is greater than my $10 limit. That's just my personal limit. If you want to trade it, by all means, have at it. But this is greater than my $10 limit, so I'm not interested in trading that. So I'm not going to look at DHI. CSL. Again, this is the only one that has liquidity. It's almost $3 wide here. No, thank you. Not interested. Next, let's go to Caterpillar. Oh, lots of liquidity. It's also really expensive. If you're not looking at this one here, then all the other ones are above $10. So not interested in CAT. GM. This one should be fine. GM, that's General Motors. Yeah, tons of liquidity. Well under $10. No issues there. Okay, let's go look at GM here. Confirm the backtest in Outlier is positive. ...89% versus buy and hold of 17%. Gimme, gimme. All right, so I like GM. So, to go through real quick, I want to see 250 plus, less than 50 cents bid ask spread, and 20% or less extrinsic value. Generally, it puts me around the 80 delta, which is here. So, let's take a look. Extrinsic value, 36 cents on 360. That's pretty easy. That's about 10%. I like it. Now, get the right position sizing. Right? There's a big old formula on how to do it. Or go in the Discord and go to how to trade in 10 minutes. Then go to this one right here. Use the Outlier scanner. Somebody's talking here. Yorn is saying any trades. Holding PLD, waiting a few minutes on the MOM. Looking others at this very moment. Yorn flying through the air. Cool. All right, let's go back to GM on here. GM, 41 calls. Get the position size that you feel comfortable with, especially because it is relatively inexpensive at $3, $3.50 or so. So GM, so April 19th, GM 41 calls. We go to my other screen, my business account. Here. April 19th, 41 calls. All right, let's see where I can get filled. So 360 is mid price. 355, 360, 12,500. I'm going to try 360. I'm going to let it sit at 360 and see if I can get filled. I'm going to let it sit at 360 to see if it gets filled. All right. What I want to do is I want to look at the GM chart really quick. If it's moving up or if it's moving down, it's moving down. So 360 is likely to get filled. Okay. Yeah. 360 is filled. So I'm in GM 41 calls at 360. Let me add this to the Discord here. GM 41 calls for 360. Yeah, 360. Currently at 4420 right now. Sebastian, I apologize for the typo up here. All right, so we're in GM. Let's move on to the next one, TT. Oh my, that's super expensive. No, thank you. Moving on, ITT. Okay, we got some liquidity here at the 80 delta, 842. This is 40 cents wide. $1.09 on 860 is 12%. That looks good. Okay, delta 80, open interest 842 here. And then let's go into, that was ITT, right? Yeah. Let's go into Outlier. Double check that it has a positive expectancy. ~32%. That's positive expectancy. That's what I want to see. Okay. So I don't have a reason not to trade this. ITT, this is 40 cents wide. I want to see. I'm going to put in an order at 850. Is it moving up or is it moving down on the 5-minute chart? That's strong. Okay, it's moving sideways. I'm going to let it sit at 850 on ITT. So this is ITT, 130 calls on April 19th. And I'm putting in the order at 850. I'm going to let that sit for a few minutes. See if we can get filled. All right, still not filled. So I'm going to let that sit. Next and last is URI, URI. No, nobody's trading that and it's too expensive. Okay. So let's swing back to Venom. Going sideways the last couple of minutes. It's 24-23 cents below where I need to be. It's got 20 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and close Venom. I don't have a reason to keep this on. All right, so I'm closing Venom. Here we go. Venom. April 19th. 36 calls. $1.87's mid price. I think we're going to have to go to 185. Okay, I'm out of Venom. Phil was 187. Okay, so I'm out of Venom completely at 187. Now, I want to talk about why. I always want to share why I did something. So Venom was right here. Reply. Use this as a template. All right, 326 closed Venom. 36 calls, right? Yes, 36 calls for 187. Let me see what my damage was. Oh, I didn't write this down yesterday. Crap. Give me a moment. I forgot to write it in. Entry price was 38.12. Long strike 36. And we paid 280. We got at 187. Closed on 326. All right, so 33% loss in that one. I don't love that. But portfolio impact was negligible. 3.86 on that one. Remember, my risk tolerance is 5%, so that's still less than what I like my max risk tolerance there for sure. So this is a close below the prior day's low. Oh, let me do this. I've been meaning to do this because I feel like this is important. To talk about how little of an impact it has on my portfolio. 3.86% on this one trade. Whatever. I don't care. So I'm out of Venom. That freed up some capital. Where are we at on? Where are we at on ITT? That's what it was. Swordian GM, yeah. ITT. Put it, I set it at 850. What's this showing over here? $8.45. Okay, I'm gonna bump up to $8.55. We should be filled on that. Okay, so I'm in ITT. ITT, April 19th, 130 calls, $8.55. Good number two. ITT, that was the 130 calls for 855. Current price of ITT is 137.32. All right, so put on one trade in GM. Took off one trade in Venom, put on one trade in ITT. That's what we did today. And let's go mark up our charts. That's important. So we always keep track of what we're doing. All right, so ITT. Pop this off so you can see the ATR. ATR is currently 2.38. Remember that. Current price. Exit price. Plus one ATR. Come on. Gimme. There we go. Plus two ATR. All right, so opening price was at 137.32. And if we do a half ATR, so 238, 119 minus 137.32, 136.13. Now we want to find the point where it's the least amount of risk, right? If it's a 10 or half ATR or tomorrow's close, think of today's close for tomorrow. So this is the least amount of risk. And yeah, that's really tight on purpose, right? Because if things go against me, I want to get out as fast as possible. Cut your losers short and let your winners run wildly out of control. I don't know where I heard that from, but I'm going to claim it as my own because I love it. So one ATR up from these. So the 1 ATR is 238, so 137.32 plus 238, 139.70. And then again, 142.08. And then let's take a look on Outlier. Where are we at on the behavioral heat map? Where will we get out on the behavioral heat map? It's currently at G20. So in my world, when it hits G20, if it's already after G15, I'm just going to put it G15 plus. Heat map G15 plus. There we go. If it's already more than G15 plus, then I want to go 5 points higher. Or if it ends up being more than that, that's okay too. So it's at G20. So I want to exit sell into strength at G25. Plus. All right. So that's the plan on ITT. Let's go add that to my main list. And then we're going to take off Venom. It's actually getting worse by the minute, so that was a good call. STLD is doing its thing. GM, that was the other one. GM. I was listening to, there's a cool channel on YouTube called The Electric Viking. He talks a lot about EVs. And being a Tesla owner myself, I just find that kind of stuff interesting. And he was talking about how Mary Barra, the CEO of GM, has made all these big promises about how in 2024, GM is going to have like ludicrous deliveries, like 400,000 or something stupid of their EVs. And he's like, there's no freaking possible way. They've never sold 20,000 EVs total in the 4 years since they launched the Hummer EV. So he was like, yeah, it's never going to happen. 44.20 was our entry price. And then one ATR is currently 97 cents. 48 cents. We'll run it to 49. Is 43.71. And notice that half ATR is higher than what will be yesterday's close. So, of course, we want to keep our risk as low as possible. And then plus one ATR is going to be 97 cents. 45.17. And again, 46.14. Come on. Jeez. My typing hand has gone out of sync. Okay. So that's going to wrap it for today. Put on a trade. We took off a trade, holding a trade, putting on two new trades. And like, that's how trading goes, right? It's always churning, right? It's not churning for churning's sake. It's churning when you hit the exit points. It's churning when you get the entry points. In the meantime, right? If you don't have a reason to exit or don't have a reason to put on, don't do anything. That's the way I look at it. So that's going to wrap it for today. Thank you so much for coming to today's Outlier Trade Room. See you tomorrow. Talk soon.